Soft tissue sarcoma, advances in treatment and surgical innovations. Soft tissue sarcomas are a diverse group of cancers that develop in the connective tissues of the body, such as muscles, fat, blood vessels, nerves, tendons, and the lining of the joints. While these cancers are relatively rare, recent advancements in treatment and surgical techniques offer new hope for improved outcomes. This post explores the latest developments in the treatment of soft tissue sarcomas, emphasizing surgical innovations and the importance of a multidisciplinary approach. Understanding soft tissue sarcoma. Soft tissue sarcomas can occur anywhere in the body but are most commonly found in the arms, legs, and abdomen. There are more than 50 different subtypes of soft tissue sarcoma, each with its unique characteristics. Some common subtypes include: liposarcoma arises in fat cells. Leiomyosarcoma develops in smooth muscle tissue. Synovial sarcoma occurs near joint linings. Angiosarcoma originates in blood or lymph vessels. Gastrointestinal stromal tumor, GIST, occurs in the digestive tract. Risk factors include genetic syndromes, such as Li-Fraumeni syndrome, neurofibromatosis type 1, and familial adenomatous polyposis, radiation exposure, and certain chemical exposures. Symptoms and diagnosis. Symptoms of soft tissue sarcoma vary depending on the tumor's location and size. Common symptoms include: a noticeable lump or swelling. Pain if the tumor presses on nerves or muscles. Limited range of motion or functional impairment. Gastrointestinal symptoms for abdominal tumors. Unexplained weight loss or fatigue. Diagnosis typically involves imaging tests, MRI, CT scans, PET scans to determine the tumor's size and location, followed by a biopsy to confirm the diagnosis and identify the specific sarcoma subtype. Advances in surgical treatment. Wide local excision. The primary treatment for localized soft tissue sarcomas is surgical removal. Wide local excision involves removing the tumor along with a margin of healthy tissue to ensure complete removal and reduce the risk of recurrence. Advances in surgical techniques have improved precision and outcomes. Limb-sparing surgery. For sarcomas in the arms or legs, limb-sparing surgery aims to remove the tumor while preserving the affected limb's function. This approach has largely replaced amputation in many cases, thanks to advancements in surgical techniques and reconstruction methods. Minimally invasive surgery. Minimally invasive techniques, including laparoscopic and robotic-assisted surgery, are increasingly used for soft tissue sarcomas, especially those in the abdomen or pelvis. Benefits include: smaller incisions and reduced scarring. Less post-operative pain. Shorter hospital stays. Faster recovery times. Reconstructive surgery. After tumor removal, reconstructive surgery may be necessary to restore function and appearance, especially in cases where large amounts of tissue were removed. Techniques include skin grafts, tissue flaps, and prosthetic implants. Multidisciplinary approach and personalized treatment. Effective treatment of soft tissue sarcoma requires a comprehensive, multidisciplinary approach involving surgeons, oncologists, radiologists, and pathologists. Personalized treatment plans are tailored based on the tumor's subtype, size, location, and the patient's overall health. Radiation therapy. Radiation therapy is often used in combination with surgery to reduce the risk of recurrence. It can be administered preoperatively to shrink the tumor or postoperatively to eliminate any remaining cancer cells. Advanced techniques such as intensity-modulated radiation therapy, IMRT, and proton therapy allow for precise targeting of the tumor while sparing surrounding healthy tissue. Chemotherapy. Chemotherapy may be used for certain subtypes of soft tissue sarcoma, particularly those that are high-grade or have metastasized. Commonly used drugs include doxorubicin, ifosfamide, and gemcitabine. Chemotherapy can be given preoperatively, neoadjuvant, to shrink the tumor, or postoperatively, adjuvant, to reduce the risk of recurrence. Targeted therapies. Advances in molecular biology have led to the development of targeted therapies that specifically attack cancer cells based on their genetic mutations. For example, imatinib is used to treat gastrointestinal stromal tumors, GIST, by targeting the KIT protein. Other targeted therapies are being investigated for various sarcoma subtypes. Immunotherapy. Immunotherapy, which helps the body's immune system recognize and attack cancer cells, is an emerging treatment option for soft tissue sarcoma. Immune checkpoint inhibitors, such as pembrolizumab and nivolumab, are being studied in clinical trials for their potential efficacy in treating advanced sarcomas. Supportive care and quality of life. Supportive care is essential for managing symptoms and maintaining quality of life for soft tissue sarcoma patients. This includes pain management, effective pain control strategies, including medications and palliative care. Physical therapy, rehabilitation to restore function and mobility, especially after limb-sparing surgery or reconstructive procedures. Nutritional support, guidance on maintaining a balanced diet to support overall health and recovery. Psychological support, counseling and support groups to help patients and their families cope with the emotional impact of cancer diagnosis and treatment. Conclusion. The landscape of soft tissue sarcoma treatment is rapidly evolving, with significant advancements in surgical techniques and personalized care approaches. Minimally invasive surgeries, innovative systemic therapies, and a multidisciplinary approach are improving outcomes and offering hope to patients. Staying informed about these developments can empower patients and their families to make informed decisions and seek the best possible care. For more information on soft tissue sarcoma and its treatment, visit reputable sources like the American Cancer Society, www.cancer.org, and the National Cancer Institute, www.cancer.gov. Stay tuned for more updates on the latest in gastrointestinal and hepatopancreatobiliary oncology.